Sagt der Heilige Mischle weiter, man sagt es, Zvachim Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph. Again, what are the four Avaidas? It's important that we keep chazering this. The Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, receiving the blood, taking the blood to the Mizbeach, and then the Zrika Saddam, sprinkling the blood. Sagt the Mishnah, Kal HaZvachim Shekibel Damanzar, Kal HaZvachim, any carbon, Shekibel Daman, whose blood was received in the special Kli Sharis, in the special bowl, by a Zar. A Zar means, literally the word means stranger, but it means a non-Kayan. Or, Oinein. Oinein is a Kayan who is an Avol on the day that his relative passed away is called an Oinein. Midi uraisa min ha-toira, a person is an Oinein Rachman al-Itzlan, until the end of the day which his relative passed away. If the person was not buried yet, the Chachamim said that his status of Aninus continues. An Oinein cannot do the Avaida. Tvul Yaim, or the Kabbalah Saddam was done by a Kayan who is a Tvul Yaim. We've had this before. A person who's Tamei has to tivel himself in a mikvah. But even after he comes out, his Tahara is not completed until nightfall. Between the time that he goes into the mikvah and nightfall, he has a kind of Tumah. It's a light kind of Tumah, but it's still Tumah, called Tful Yaim. Because he tivled himself during the day, but is waiting for the night to fall. He cannot do the Avodah. Or Mechusar Begadim, a Kayin who was not wearing the Big Day Kohuna. A Kayin had yet has four Big Day Kohuna. Kayin Gadol has eight. For that matter, says the Batanur, if there was a Chatzitza between his flesh, something was blocking. If he put on a regular undershirt and on top of that, the Big Day Kohuna, it's not good. There's even a whole sugya how the Kayin was able to wear tefillin. He was able to wear tefillin. But it had to be on a place where it doesn't block any of the Big Day Kohuna. This was a problem by the Kohen Gadol. He had to figure out it should be between the tzitz, that was the plate over his forehead, and the metznefes, and his hat. Vayitra says in Mishnah, Mechusar Kippurim. There are certain types of Tumah. In order for him to complete the Tahari, he has to bring certain karbanis. After he tivels himself, he didn't bring those karbanis yet. Or, another problem can be, Shaloi Rechutz Yedayim Reglayim. A Kohen whose hands and feet weren't washed before the Avoida, there's a whole process. He has to lean over, he can't stand, can't sit, leaning over. He has to put his right hand on his right foot, his left hand on his left foot, and kind of rub it together while he's Mekadosh himself. He can't do it in the kier itself, it has to be from the water coming from the kier. Like the Pasuk says, V'rachetzu Aaron Ivanov Mimenu, Mimenu, from it, V'loi B'toichai. Vayitra says the Mishnah Orel, this is a person who did not have Bris Milah. Even let's say the reason he didn't have Bris Milah is because it was dangerous for him. So Api Alacha, he couldn't have Bris Milah, but still a Maisa, he can't do the Avaida. Or Tamei, one who is Tamei. So the Mefarshim explained over here, why was it necessary for the Mishnah to say this? If the lesser levels, like Tful Yoim, or Mechusa Kippurim, whose Mamish Torah just has to bring a carbon, if they can't do the Avaida, for sure someone who's Tamei, Vadai. But the Mishnah has a reason to state it here. Vayter says the Mishnah, Yoishev, or by a Kayin who is sitting while he's doing the Avaida. Or another problem could be Oimed al Gabe Kalim, a Kayin who is standing on top of Kalim, al Gabe Behema, or on top of the Behema, or even al Gabe Ragle Chaveroi, he's standing on the feet of a friend. The Avaida has to be done while standing, and nothing. There can't be a chatzitza, there can't be any separation between the bottom of the Kohen's feet and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash. So in all these cases, pasul, the blood that was received in the keli cannot be thrown on the Mizbeach, and the whole carbon is pasul. Vayter says the Mishnah, Kibel b'smal of a Kohen received the blood while holding the bowl with his left hand. Pasal, he passed the carbon. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. Vayter says the Mishnah, what happens if the blood wasn't received the wrong way? It just wasn't received. From the Shechita Nishpach, the blood spilled al haritzpa, on the floor, the Yasafi, and a Kohen gathered it up from the floor and put it into the Kli Sharis, into the bowl. It's like the Mishnah Pasal. The blood has to come into the bowl directly from the shechita, from the animal's neck. Vayter says the Mishnah, Nesane al gabi hakevesh. If the kohen threw the blood on the ramp instead of the mizbeach. Now we're finished with Kabbalah Sadam. We're talking about the Zrika Sadam. Remember, there's the Shechita, Kabbalah Sadam, Hailocha to the mizbeach, and now Zrika. Now he's supposed to put it on the wall of the mizbeach. How you put it on the wall of the mizbeach, it depends on the carbon. Sometimes on the two opposite sides diagonally, sometimes toward the top, sometimes toward the bottom. We'll learn about that, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. But either way, this kayin threw the blood on the wall of the ramp leading up to the mizbeach. Or, Shaloi Keneged HaYisoid. He put it on the wall of the mizbeach, but not the wall that is opposite the Yisoid of the mizbeach. Okay, let's try to explain this the best that we can without a picture. Try to imagine a picture in your mind. The Mizbeach was built on a Yesoid, on a base that was one Amah high. The base was wider than the Mizbeach. It stuck out one Amah past the Mizbeach, but not on all four sides. It extended along the complete northern and western side of the Mizbeach, the Tzafen side and the Ma'ariv side, but only along the first Amah of the southern and eastern sides, the Darim and Mizrach sides. So the rest of the walls on these sides, the Darim and the Mizrach sides, were not opposite the base. Blood of Karbonis has to be thrown on the walls or parts of the walls that have this base on the bottom that comes out, that extends out beneath them. Try to imagine a pair of tefillin, right? There's a base that comes out underneath the box. But by tefillin, it goes all the way around. By the Mizbeach, it doesn't. If someone throws it on the walls where there is no base on the bottom, he threw it on the wrong part of the Mizbeach. That's called, again, Shaloi Keneged HaYisoid. Weiter says the Mishnah. Now, first, again, some karbonos, Nosan Asanitonin Lematon Lemailon. He took the blood that was supposed to be placed on the bottom, and he put it on top. Or, Vesanitonin Lemailon, he took the blood that was supposed to be on top, toward the top of the Mizbeach, and Lematon, he put it below. The Mizbeach was 10 ames high. Exactly at the 5 ames mark, in the middle, there was a red line. That's called the Chut HaSikra. By some Karbonis, actually most of the Karbonis, like the Karbon Oyler, the Karbon Oshem, the Karbon Shlomim, Char, Maisa, Pesach, the blood is to go on the lower half of the Mizbeach. The blood of the Karbon Chatas, at least most Karbon Chatois, was placed with his finger on the upper half of the wall. Not just on the upper half, but on the, there were like four corners, four horns they're called, at the top of the Mizbeach. And he mixed it up. Things that should have been toward the bottom, he put on top. The blood that was supposed to be on top, he put on the bottom. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, Esanitonim bifnim b'chutz, Esanitonim b'chutz bifnim. Esanitonim, the blood that's supposed to be placed bifnim on the inside Mizbeach. Most karbanas are on the outside Mizbeach, which is in the chutzr of the Beis HaMikdash. There are some types of karbon chatas where the blood is sprinkled on the inside Mizbeach, which is in the Heichel. That's where the Menorah is and the Shulchan is. And he mixed it up. Vesanitanem b'fnim, blood that should have been on the inside b'chutz, he put on the outside Mizbeach. Vesanitanem b'chutz, blood that should have been on the outside Mizbeach, b'fnim, he put on the inside Mizbeach. So the Mishnah Pasol, the karbon is Pasol, but ve'ein by karis. There's no iser karis for someone who would eat the meat. What's karis? That's like a punishment min hashemayim. It causes the person to pass away before his time, Rachman al Islan, unless he does tshuva. Now, for some types of karbanis, if he eats it, we're going to learn later, b'mezid, there is a chiyuv karis, but not for this. If someone eats from the basur akadashim that came pasul through these examples, his einish is not karis. Okay, so what did we learn in our Mishnah here, Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph? We learned, first of all, in regard to the Kabbalah's Hadam, here's some of the following Pesulim. Someone who's not a Kayin, someone who's an Oinein. That's at the beginning of his Avelus. He's at full Yomi Tav with himself, but he's still waiting for the night to complete the Tahara. He doesn't have all the Big Day Kuna necessary. He's missing some of the Karbonis you have to bring. Certain people, in addition to Tavuling themselves in a mikveh, have to bring certain Karbonis to be Matayah themselves completely. Or he didn't wash his hands and feet as a Kayin is supposed to do. Or he didn't have bris milah, even if it wasn't his fault. Or if he's tameh. if he was sitting instead of standing, or he was standing on top of Kalim, on top of Behema, or even on his friend's feet, but his feet is not on the floor of the courtyard, it's possible if he accepts the blood, if he's mekabel the blood in his left hand, he's possible, but in this case, Reb Shimon says it's kosher. Then we learned, if the blood spills on the floor and you scoop it up, no good, it's possible. That's to go into a keli. When it comes to sprinkling the blood, if he does it on the wall of the ramp, or on part of the wall that doesn't have the base extending from it, blood that was supposed to be on toward the bottom of the mizbeach, he puts on top. Blood that's supposed to be on top, he puts at the bottom. Blood that's supposed to go on the inside mizbeach, he put on the outside mizbeach. Or blood that was supposed to be on the outside mizbeach, he put on the inside mizbeach. In all these cases, the din is, it's pasul, but there's no karis. The meat of the carbon is pasul, but there is no chiyuv karis for someone who eats it. Let me ask you a question. The kohen's feet is, let's say, on another kohen's foot. So we're saying, no good, his feet has to be on the floor. Didn't we have a halacha that min b'minoi ein chaitzis? That means two of the same things is not a chatzitza. So if one foot is on another foot, shouldn't we say, well, a foot is not a chatzitza for another foot? And even though if I'm a kohen and I'm standing on my friend's kohen's foot, maybe that shouldn't be a chatzitza. Because min b'minoi ein chaitzis. So basically, this is discussed in Masechtas Yuma, and it's explained that min b'minoi ein chaitzis is only if you intend to leave it there. That's why, for example, I'll give you an example. When we hold a lulav, so the lulav holder is supposed to be made out of the min of the lulav, the same thing. That holder of the lulav is made out of lulav leaves. That's why it's like you're holding the lulav directly, but you intend to leave it there. On the other hand, if he's standing on his friend's foot, we don't think that his friend plans on leaving his foot there. He's not going to keep standing there. And therefore would be considered a chatzitza, even though it is min b'minai.